I'm Pat Lencioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here is your 3-minute reset. Today, I'm thinking about that phrase, fear of God. And it makes me think about when I was a kid and how confusing that was to me. Was I supposed to be afraid of God? And I've come to realize that the fear of God is really rooted in awe. And sometimes when I'm praying, I think, I am praying and the author of the universe, the maker of all things, including me, is listening to me right now. And when that strikes me, it really makes me rock back and think, wow, this is an awesome situation. And that is God. And that is a really good, good fear.
Oh, it's not this servile fear. It's reverence, right? That spirit of awe, which is a gift. It's a grace from God when you can approach him and actually grab onto that sense that we should always have when we're praying, right? But I love this image that in Israel, there's these steps going into the temple, and the stairs that Jesus, Mary, and Joseph walked up to present Jesus in the temple, they're still there, the same stairs, and they're all uneven. And they were intentionally made that way because if you weren't stopping and thinking about where you were walking, you'd fall on your face. It was designed so that you'd have to think, I'm entering the presence of God. What if we always entered prayer that way? Just stopping and thinking, what am I about to do? And frankly, what if we all entered each other's presence that way? Because when you pray with that sense of reverence, it gives you a soul that approaches reality, that approaches other people, the people you take for granted, with that sense of, wow, this is a soul that's going to go on forever right in front of me.
You know, Chris, it's funny because that actually helps me understand when you think about that awe and that reverence, it helps me understand the other part of fear, which is not afraid of God, but the very healthy fear of being without God. Because in his awesomeness, I should also be aware of if I don't get to be in his presence, if I turn away from him and to choose to live my life aside from him, the idea of me spending eternity without him, that's actually a healthy fear too.
It's not bad. All right. When my love isn't enough to motivate me to do the right thing, a great second option is that my fear should motivate me, and that's okay.
I've seen some amazing near-death experiences from people, many who go to heaven, others who have seen hell. It helps me to focus myself and say, I don't want that. I don't want to be separated from him.
And it all is really wrapped up in that same theme, that the only thing that matters is the almighty, mind-blowing presence of God. Let's pray. Lord, we bow down before you and we pray with all your angels and saints in heaven, holy, holy, holy. And help us to always, when we pray and approach you and each other, approach you with great reverence. In Jesus' name, amen.